You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's Irish Racing Podcast time. I'm Andy Holding, going to be taking a look at the first of the three-day Curragh Irish Derby Festival, which begins here on Friday, June the 30th, of course, running through to Sunday. And, of course, we do have the Irish Derby smack bang in the middle of those 3 days this coming Saturday. We've got the Apprentice Derby, which is the highlight of tonight's card, coming up at 7:15. Quite a few nice bets there. I do believe in some of the handicaps here this evening. Quite a varied card. Due to be run on slightly softer than yielding ground. We've had quite a bit of rain over in Ireland in the last 24 to 48 hours. So do bear that in mind and do keep an eye on the weather there tonight, as it could change quite significantly. On to the first race then, which it comes up at 7:45. It's a 7 furlong maiden for the two-year-olds. And in keeping with how Aidan O'Brien's two-year-olds often run first time out, I thought happily ran perfectly respectably first time out to be of significant interest here, second time up from the Ballydore stable. This filly by Galileo finished a never nearer knock-knocked about seventh behind stable companion September. Of course, went on to win the Chesham Stakes at the Royal Meeting. Certainly wasn't, like I say, unduly punished by Donica O'Brien, but I did notice this horse went through the line very, very strongly to suggest that she will come on very significantly, both mentally and physically, from that first performance. She shouldn't mind a little bit of ease in the ground because she handled it first time out, and I'd expect her to win at the second time of asking at the main expense of Back at Dawn, who also ran quite well in that Leopardstown race a couple of weeks ago.
Race 2.
On to the 6:15 then, which is a mild maiden for the three-year-olds. And I must admit, this is a pretty grisly affair for the track standards. You'd expect some real blue bloods to be running in a race of this nature, perhaps something from the Aidan O'Brien stable, but we're not left with a great deal here to get our teeth stuck into. The main ones to concentrate on are obviously Ashek, Bowden and Kassler, and they've run both in similar maidens so far this season. Kassler and Bowden ran respectively behind Aidan O'Brien's Auckland in a reasonable time figure race at Leopardstown on the 26th of May, and Kassler, probably just out of the two, was the one that sort of made the most impression, given that she stayed on quite well under a very tender ride in the closing stages. That said, Bowden comes from a stable that often do well with their horses second time up, so there's a good chance that the colt by Street Cry, trained by Mickey Halford, will improve significantly. We also have Ashek, who ran quite well behind Surrounding at Limerick on his seasonal reappearance, and although he's got a rather overinflated handicap rating of 86, he still should go quite well here with Dermot Weld, of course, resorting to the visor. He handles a bit of cut in the ground and he's got a favourable drawn in stall one as well, Ashek, so he certainly deserves to be up towards the top end of the market. But of the ones we've mentioned, I'll take a chance on Fozzie Stacks Kassler, who very much caught the eye first time out at Leopardstown.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:45 then, race 3, which is 8-6 furlong handicap, and one of my strongest bets on the card runs it here in the shape of Marcello Callaghan's Mar V Healer. Now, three-year-olds often can run amok around about this time of season once they go into all-age handicaps, and there's every chance that this three-year-old colt by Sayoun will do exactly that. He got off the mark three starts ago at Dundalk when winning quite comfortably in a fast speed figure. And although he's got beaten on his next two starts at Leopardstown and Limerick respectively, he has run to a very high standard in defeat, particularly that run last time out at Limerick when he travelled like the best horse only to get picked off later on by Branchline. The feature of that race, despite the small field, was a very strong race throughout. And that good background of good speed figures should stand him in good stead as he drops down in trip here. He has got a good high cruising speed. He's not badly drawn in stall five. Now the stalls are down towards the middle at the Curragh nowadays. Somewhere in the middle of the track is in a bad place. And with Pat Smullen booked, I certainly expect the strong travelling Mar V Healer to be there or thereabouts at the finish.
Race 4.
On to the 7:15, which of course is the big race of the night. It's the Apprentice Derby, over a mile and a half. And that extra 2 furlongs could help Zeftan here, who ran an eye-catching race over a mile and a quarter, first time up at the Curragh over this course on the 11th of June. Staying on quite well in the latter stages in the hand of Danny Sheehy, he overcame what seemingly was a coffin box draw in stall 17 right out on the wing. If you go back through the annals of time, you'll notice that this horse has managed to win twice here at the Curragh of similar marks over tonight's trip of a mile and a half. And being as those come in the respective ladies' derbies in 2014 and 16, you get the feeling that Adrian Keith has laid this horse out for this particular derby right from the start of the season. Obviously, Danny, who rode the horse last time out, has kept the association with the 8-year-old. And there's every chance with the give underfoot tonight that Zeftan will once again prove his worth here at the County Kildare venue.
Race 5.
On to the 750. And my best bet on the card, without a shadow of a doubt here, comes in the shape of Willie Mullins' Riven Knight. Now, Willie has got a rich tradition of doing really well in these kind of handicaps down the years. Nothing more than he'd love to get one over on the flat boys, as he's proven in recent times with the likes of Whiteout, who won here at the previous meeting at the Curragh, and of course Thomas Hobson, who won the Ascot Stakes at the Royal meeting a couple of weeks ago. He really does love it with these staying types. And Riven Light, he's been in cracking form over hurdles, so his fitness shouldn't be in question. Indeed, his last run at Punchestown, when he finished second to stable companion Montalbano, was a very good one on the speed figures. He looked like the main winner that day, only to just get tired and run out of it late on. But he's run a series of good races over hurdles to suggest that he could make a mockery of his handicap mark of just 90. He's definitely got some good form in his native France when there's been some ease in the ground. He's nicely drawn in stall 3, and he's got Pat Smullen, the champion, on board to do the steering. He was available to back at 4-1 overnight. He's now around about the 2-1 mark, but I still think that's a reasonable bet in what appears to be a fairly mundane handicap.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest then, which comes up at 8:20. A very wide open race. Actually, some really nice colts go to post here, actually, to be fair. And a lot of them have been knocking out some good speed figures. Clongowes finally got his just rewards for a series of good, solid placed efforts by winning the Ulster Derby down in Downrail the other day. But it was all about stamina for him on that occasion over a mile and a half. He really did appreciate the extra step up in trip. So I'm not sure dropping back to a mile and a quarter, well, he was going to be as fully effective over the shorter distance. Therefore, I'm going to pass him over in favour of Gold Spinner from the Jurt Lion stable. This horse has won back-to-back races at Cork and Navan respectively. And both of those two races, the form has worked out really well, and they were very good speed figures. Indeed, it didn't surprise me, therefore, that Jurt Lion has decided to enter this horse in the Hampton Court at Royal Ascot, only for the ground to dry out and it be very unfavourable for this son of Pivotal in the interim. So he was a late withdrawal. Cutting the ground obviously here tonight will be ideal. I can't see the mile and a quarter being any issue. Certainly Jer doesn't think so, given the way he stayed on in his races so far. And I expect this horse to go really well here in this 8:20.
And the final race.
On to the final race then. Once again, not a particularly strong maiden for the track standards. Therefore, I'm going to have to go with the recent form of Cannonball from the Jurt Lion stable, who ran a night-catching race first time out. The feature of not only that performance, but the overall vibes that we're getting from that horse tonight, he was very strongly fancied. He went off even money to win that race down in Gowran. But unfortunately, for those that backed him, he missed the break so badly that he was ended up towards the back end of the field turning in, which is the death knell, really, at Gowran, because it is quite a track that suits prominent races. Therefore, he did quite well, actually, in the cold light of day to finish second behind Only Human, who franked the form with a really good run down in Tipperary last night. It was only really greenness that cost Edward Lynham's charge from going back to back. The time figure of the race is pretty good, and with just normal improvement, you expect this horse to come on quite significantly for that opening run. So Cannonball, quite a strong choice, actually, with conditions in his favour to win the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, signing off until we do it all again tomorrow, when we've taken a look at Curragh's star-studded 8-race flat card, which of course culminates with the Irish Derby, which is due to be run at 5:20. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.